colored man in the barber shop shining shoes that was talking about what they were going to do Saturday night. Said, you don't know nothing.
This was a shine boy, he was a middle age. And he said, you white folks, if you could be a nigger one Saturday night, you'd never be a white man no more than we have.
I knew that's what that nigger said. If you ever be a nigger on
Tell
Saturday
us
night,
that, you
never would want to be a white man.
Oh, wow. Do you remember when a Negro used to refer to a white man as master or massa?
I don't remember. That was before my time, I think.
Do they ever do this now?
Not as I know.
Was that always in slavery?
Always back, way back.
Slavery time.
How did they say it then? They called.
I don't know.
Is there anything that you would call poor whites?
Trash.
Yeah, poor white trash. And I have seen some poor white trash.
Would the black people be likely to say that too?
Poor and apt.
What about just a person who lives in the country, a rustic? How would they refer to him? Do you ever hear redneck or cracker or hoosier? Haven't heard of any of those.
Yeah, that is for all of them names.
Sir?
All them names that have been used.
They have. All right, now this would, what I really want to explore there, if you had heard of it, was that would a cracker be an uncomplimentary term?
A what?
Cracker.
I don't know that word there.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, if you're talking about how it's getting to be close to a certain time, you say, like noon or so, would you say it's almost noon, it's near into noon, pretty near noon, nearly noon? Well, how would you say? I better start fixing dinner. It's
near noontime.
All right.
Go ahead and fix dinner because it's.
If you go outside and you stumble and you kind of catch yourself, you say, "Goodness gracious, I
like to fell down."
All right. Someone's about to go to town and you decide you'd like to go along but you aren't quite ready, you'll say, "Well, now I'll be ready. Just wait
till I can get dressed.
Just
wait a minute. Just wait a minute."
If you wanted to know the number of times that a person went to town in a week, you might say, how
often did you go?
All right. Someone says to you, I'm not going to do that. You might say, well, I'm not either. All right. This part of your head is your
forehead.
All right. And if I were a man, I might grow a long
beard.
This is my
ear.
Which one?
It's your left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
All right, this is my
your mouth.
This
no
is my
throat.
All right, now the outside, the whole thing holds my head up would be my
neck.
All right, what's this thing?
That's your goozle.
This is
your teeth.
All right, and one would be a
tooth.
And when you said goozle, it's that thing that goes up.
Yeah, that's your windpipe.
Okay.
If you didn't have that, you couldn't talk.
Is it this whole thing?
Yeah,
or is it
goes
just the
to
thing
the stomach.
That bobs up and down.
Oh, that's I don't know what that is. It bobbles up and down.
But
what
the goozle would be.
Yeah,
the whole
that's thing. That's goes and attaches to the stomach. Takes
right.
The food to the stomach.
Your teeth are held in place by
your gums.
This is the
palm of your hand.
All right, and this is a
fist.
And this is
two fists.
All right, something that bends.
That's your elbow.
It would be
your elbow bone, your joint.
On a man, this part of his body is
his chest.
These are my
shoulders.
One
hand
and two.
Two hands.
You know any terms that people used to refer to left-handed people?
This left
southpaw.
Hand? What?
Southpaw.
Southpaw?
Southpaw is a left-handed pitcher in a ball game.
You hadn't heard of that?
I hadn't heard of that.
Okay. This whole thing is my
leg,
and one of these is my
feet.
One of them would be a
foot.
All